I would like to add some remarks in the national capacity. We commenced the outstanding work of the ISU in helping member states to implement the BWC. We welcome the new accessions to the BWC as steps to, on the way to its universality. We would like to address mainly financial issues, which we see as a grave problem for the convention. We fully support the work that has been conducted by the chair in the intersessional period and welcome the papers he presented in this regard. Austria is of the view that we have to solve the financial issues and we have to solve them now. First, there is the problem of non-payment. The assessed contributions are calculated according to the economic ability of countries and thus represent a fair burden sharing. To overcome non-payment, we call on all states' parties to pay in full and on time. To solve this problem, several solutions are possible. Austria favors the option of financial flexibility being built into the budget proposals to allow to cover for the usual percentage of non-payments without having to reduce the time allotted for our meetings or the intersessional program. The second problem is the cash flow problem. As highlighted in the chair's paper, all the funds that are needed to pay the EISU for 1 year have to be in the accounts of the treaty at the latest by end of September of the previous year. We need to establish a fund in a size that equals or possibly exceeds the amount of money needed. We see several options to fill such a fund. A, by voluntary contributions. B, a decision of the state's parties to allow that all funds left at the end of a financial year are transferred to this fund, as well as all payments of arrears. Austria is not in favor of voluntary contributions, so we favor option B, and in addition, we also support the chair's proposal for a fixed budget. Together, these measures should allow for long-term financial stability as well as a solution for the ISU. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, we fully support your efforts to steer our ship into safe waters and call on all states to take the necessary decisions at this meeting of states parties to put an end to the financial crisis of the BWC and fully implement the intersessional process. I thank you.